All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So remember, yesterday we started the Shar Hashemi, the second section in Shari Tshuva, and we left off in paragraph Aleph, pretty much halfway down, about 10 lines up from the end of the paragraph. So remember again, the last thing that the Rabbeinu Yonah said is that a person has to go ahead. So the Shari Tshuva said a very dramatic statement that when a person remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by constantly remembering God, I will go ahead and I'll move away from just conducting myself as a clump of earth, as a clod of earth. So we discussed the idea that in general man has a choice between being Adama and Adameh. Man has a choice ultimately between being earthly or being something that resembles the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the choice that man makes. So the Shari Tshuva goes on, he says, Ubechin Erya Te'or Keshes Mada'acha. He said, therefore, unleash the power of your knowledge of Hashem, the Yasher Hadure Tiv'acha, in order to go ahead and straighten out the sometimes twisted paths of your nature. Now this, again, is an incredible yisod. That what the Shari Tshuva is saying over here is that sometimes a person has to realize that their natural instincts or natural dispositions will sometimes not lead them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes, unfortunately, will lead them farther from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, a person has to actively use the intellect. That's the idea over here, that this constant battle between the intellect and between the das, between the knowledge of man and the nature of man. The nature of man sometimes seeks to lead him astray. Not actively, but it's just because innately we are carnal, animalistic beings. But it is the das, it is the dea, it is the intellect of man that ultimately allows him to remain on the straight and narrow. Umiyiras Hashem va'ahavaso va'abusha. And therefore, as a result, ultimately, of reverence, you know, we often translate yira as fear, but the truth is the better statement ultimately is reverence. As a result of the reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avaso, and his love, so you have yiras Hashem, avas Hashem, v'habusha milafanov, and a certain feeling of being embarrassed in his presence. Remember, we spoke about that earlier, that feeling of embarrassment represents this idea that I recognize that anything and everything I do is done in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. And as such, I recognize that he sees and he's aware of everything that occurs. So he goes on, he says, Tosif Ma'alos Tamid, a person will constantly reach greater heights. V'tishkod Al-Mikyon Kabecho, and a person, so again, I will say, so this statement in and of itself is an incredible one as well, which is, number one, recognize that sometimes the guf, right, the natural inclinations of man sometimes lead us astray, but the dea, the das, ultimately, again, the intellect of man has the ability to engage in course-correcting activity. That's number one. Next, says the Shari Tshuva, that when a person focuses constantly on the yiras Hashem and avas Hashem, reverence of God and love of God. Remember, there's a duality in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, I'm supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, love is not enough. There is an element of fear. There is an element of yira that is absolutely necessary. And this is true in every single relationship. I could love someone very much, but love doesn't automatically get me to do the right thing. Sometimes there has to be an element of yira, an element of fear, that if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, something may happen. This is a repercussion. This is a certain reality. Therefore, in order to go ahead and have this perfect relationship, one needs both the yira as well as the ahava. And this busha ultimately means that Ribono Shel Olam, I recognize that you are present, you see, and you are a part of anything and everything that I do. And the reality is that as a result of that, a person structures their actions, their life activities in a different way. Let's just do another line. He says, V'tishkod al-nikyon kapecha, ukruv ra'ayonim mardim misara pecha, v'hibaru nose kalei nafshecha. So again, says the Shari Tshuva again. So let's break, sorry, pages here. Let's break up this phrase in different ways. So he says the following. After we talk about Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem, a person has to work diligently to rid themselves of sin. That's betishkod amikyon kapecha. Understand that to go ahead and reach the level where a person is without chit, a person who is without sin, requires an incredible amount of work. Uvarosa ra'ayoni mardim mishar pecha. Take away negative ideas from your thoughts. Was it incredible yisod that sometimes, and this is often the daunting reality of our spiritual lives, which is doing the right thing is not enough. I have to somehow get to the level where my thoughts, my machshavas, are purified as well. Because at the end of the day, if the machshavas are flawed, if the machshavas are filled with negativity, it's only a matter of time until those machshavas trickle down into my actions. So although refining actions is often the area which we are hyper-focused on, but at the end of the day, cleansing of thoughts is no less important. He says, V'baru nosik l'nafshecha, cleanse, literally clean, the bearers of your soul's armor. What does this mean? That ultimately, again, when one refines one's actions, and then one refines thoughts, thought and actions ultimately are like the armor of the individual. And when you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, my soul will clothe itself with the beautiful characteristics and achieve this perfect beauty. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We're still in the middle of paragraph Aleph. So understand what the Shari Tshuva is doing. The Shari Tshuva is just giving us almost all of the different midos. Again, if in chapter 1 we spoke about all the different pillars necessary to do tshuva, here the Shari Tshuva is giving us almost all of the different behaviors and all of the different midos necessary ultimately in order to reach this level of tshuva. And we'll stop over and finish up in Emir Hashem. This chapter takes a little bit longer, but in Hashem we'll make some good headway next week.